Century Farm family presentation.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, we expected the Century Farm families to be here. So.
Maybe they're farming. Maybe they're busy.
It'd be good. But I'll just give you a little bit of information about the Century Farm program and who the families are, and we will get them their signs and all their information. So the Missouri Century Farm program's history dates back to 1976 as a result of the Missouri Committee for Agriculture that was co-chaired by James B. Bolo, Director, Missouri Department of Agriculture, and Elmer R. Keel, Dean of the College of Agriculture, University of Missouri. The committee's purpose was to organize the American Revolution Bicentennial Celebration in Missouri. One activity that was initiated by the committee was the Centennial Farm Project, which awarded certificates to persons owning farms that had been in the same family for 100 years or more. Interest in the program continued after 1976. The College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources and University of Missouri Extension planned a 10-year update in 1986 called the Century Farm Program. This program has been sustained as a yearly event with over 100 farms recognized each year. In 2008, the Missouri Farm Bureau became a program co-sponsor. And so this year for Taney County, we had two Century Farm families, Jeff and Heather Michael of Branson, Missouri, and Cecil F. Hall of Branson, Missouri. So those are the two that will get the plaques and the certificates, and as I said, we will get them to those folks. I'm going to go ahead and give you our reaching out reports, and I'll let Willa talk a little bit. Go ahead, Willa.
Oh, okay. So I talked to Mike this past week about our National 4-H Week. And it's something that we really want to celebrate here in Taney County, especially since our 4-H program is growing so quickly. So one of the things that we asked is if the commission could recognize National 4-H Week through a proclamation. So I don't know if you want me actually wrote a proclamation or if you already have one, but I do have copies. And my pocket's jingling because I actually have new buttons out here, too. I'm quick. That was it. Unless you want to know what's going on with 4-H, I guess I can do that whenever you're ready.
Mike, would you want to read that proclamation?
I can.
Might as well read it into the record.
4-H Week Proclamation. Whereas October 2nd through the 8th is National 4-H Week in the United States, and whereas more than 5 million youth take part in 4-H club programs nationwide, and whereas 4-H is ranked fourth in total awareness among agencies serving youth, and whereas the University of Missouri Extension System conducts 4-H programs through the state land-grant universities with missions to help young people acquire knowledge, develop life skills, and form attitudes which will help them become self-directing and productive members of society, and whereas 4-H addresses issues facing youth wherever they live, in inner cities, suburbs, and rural communities, and helps break barriers by focusing on learning by doing, and whereas 4-H builds youth's self-esteem, leadership, and citizenship skills, and focuses on critical issues such as protecting the environment, and whereas 4-H has programs on food and nutrition, science and technology, natural resources, substance abuse prevention, growing plants, caring for farm animals, career education, community pride, citizenship, and leadership. And whereas One out of every 10 Missourians between the ages of 5 and 18 participate in a 4-H program in the state of Missouri. And whereas exciting fun and student-centered educational programs are available through the county 4-H school enrichment programs. And whereas 4-H members are supported by over 11,000 youth and adult volunteers in Missouri and almost 600,000 nationwide who donate countless hours and effort each year in preparing for teaching youth. And it therefore resolved that I guess the county commission, Taney County, hereby declare October 2nd through the 8th, 2016 as 4-H week in Taney County, Missouri.
Can we put this on the agenda for next week to vote on?
That's fine.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right.
And
we can't, it's not on our agenda to vote on it.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
We can't.
So on our reaching out reports, just a couple things that I wanted to mention on mine. I did attend the Cover Missouri Regional Summit in Springfield last week, and I'm going, and that is basically health insurance training for the open enrollment that's coming up this season for the Affordable Care Act, marketplace insurance. I will also attend a training this Wednesday in Columbia with our state team on that. Later this month, on September 27th, we have our MU Extension Southwest Regional Council meeting, and I know that you, all of you gentlemen, will get an invitation to that if you have not already. Our new Vice Chancellor for Extension, Marshall Stewart, will be there that evening, and we would like to have all of the commissioners come, if possible, to meet him. Upcoming announcements for different things. Jim Worth, our human development specialist, has Building Better Childcare class Thursday, September 15th. This is session 2 in the classes that he does for child care providers, giving them CEUs for that program. There's a brown bag lunch gardening series, Vegetables for Your Fall Garden, coming up on Tuesday, September 20th at our demonstration garden in Forsyth at noon. The Master Gardener's Monarch Watch program is Saturday, September 24th at 10 a.m. And I believe that will also be at our office, but folks can call the Taney County Extension office to find out more about that. I won't go over the classes that I've taught, but the classes presented and upcoming, and then impacts on the back of my sheet for that. And I'll go through the rest and then let Willa talk about other 4-H. Some of the different programs that Jim Worth has presented. Habits of Highly Effective People on August 24th. Is There a Vaccine to Cure Rudeness on August 25th. Teaching Children Respect and Tolerance also on August 25th. So Jim just does a variety of classes everywhere from childcare up to senior citizens. And on Barb Worth's report, our Family Nutrition Education Associate, Barb has been busy with poster displays and handouts and recipes at different locations. She's gone to a number of the back-to-school fairs in the area. She's been working at the farmers market, handing out information on Tuesdays from 3 to 7. Starting this month, lots of different lessons for schools, again, are beginning, so she'll be tied up with that. And then our agronomy intern, Will Knuckles, upcoming programming that he has, the Fall Forage Improvement Tour. The date has been set for that for October 13th. It will be at Danny and Brenda Neal's home from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And again, folks can call our office to find out more about that. Will has been doing farm visits and consultations, weed and disease identification. He's involved with the Grow Your Farm program, which classes are held at the Hollister City Hall. And then this month I've also included the report for Tim Schnockenberg, who is our agronomy specialist. Tim is actually housed in Stone County, but he also does programming in Taney County. So there's a little bit more information there about the forage improvement tour, again, scheduled for October 13th at 4:30. One thing that I'm not sure that we mentioned before, the Master Gardeners give a $1,000 scholarship to a College of the Ozarks student, and that will be presented actually today at their annual meeting this evening at College of the Ozarks. I don't have information on the student that received the scholarship, so I didn't get that from him. And another Master Gardener event evening in the Herb Garden will be held on, well, actually was held on August 4th in Forsyth. So the rest of that I will let you all read. If you have any questions or comments, I'm happy to hopefully answer or get information for you.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Cell phone forensic software discussion.
Good morning.
What this software is, gentlemen, it's called Cellbrite. We currently use that. It's used to download information off of cell phones, which anymore, probably 99% of our cases have to do with cell phones that we have to download information off of to get to the prosecutor and into the courts for as evidence. The system that we are using now, I believe we purchased it, it's been 5-6 years ago, through the Tri-Lakes Crimes Task Force. There's no funding available for this software through them anymore. But this software is outdated. They have stopped their support on this software, and we need to basically purchase new software to replace it to continue the downloads of the cell phones and stuff. The cost, they will take our old hardware in on trade that's available on this. The total cost is $6,300. There is a bid on this through the government websites. The current bid number is GS-35FFrank-0119Y, and it ends December 19th of 2016. Like I said, the total cost with the trade-in is $6,300. We don't have any funding for that at this time, but we are already getting behind on our downloads with the cell phones because the cell phone technology changes about daily anymore. And we are needing to go ahead and purchase this to stay up to date and get the evidence downloaded and into the courts.
So was the first one, Jimmy, a grant?
It was grant funded through the Tri-Lakes Task Force.
Have you talked to Mr. Erickson about it?
Yes, I've talked with him about it and gave him the information on the government's.
So it's come off a state bid is what you're telling?
Well, it's off of a federal government bid that we can accept, yes.
I don't care to do it. If you just have him bring it to us so we can approve it that way. Did you ask him to come today? Or?
No, I did not.
I don't know.
I'm all for it. I'm just like him. Just go ahead. However we need to go about it. Like you said, it's
okay.
He typically brings us either the bid or the, like you said, the state bid, the contract, after he's gone through it all. So if you've already given it to him.
Yeah, like I said, we don't have the funding for it, so we need to go.
I don't have a problem funding it.
Okay.
I don't either.
Okay, I will get it to him, and maybe he can get on the agenda next week and bring it to you then. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.